This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight is all about Donald Trump. We're going to let you hear a lot of Trump during this show because of all that was made of his trip to Mexico to talk to the Mexican president and the fact that he laid out his immigration policy in Arizona today. So this newest poll has Trump trailing Clinton by 2 points. Do you think it's because of what he had to say about no amnesty and his meeting with the Mexican president? Here's what's interesting. The Mexican president is disputing Trump's account of the meeting. Kate Delaney, by the way, America Tonight, the name of this show, as we dive right into it and get you on the trail. We're in the Southwest. Picture this, Trump on his plane across the border meeting Mexico's president, and the president of that country is saying that this whole idea of Trump asking for a payment for a wall was nonsense, and Donald Trump is saying something different. So President Enrique Peña Nieto heard something that Donald Trump didn't say, apparently, and vice versa. Regardless, it's the typical war of words, throw in a few Spanish words in between it. But he flew into that nation that he was constantly berating on the campaign trail. And who pays for the wall? Did they discuss it? Trump was asked that by a reporter during a news conference. He said, "We didn't discuss the wall. We didn't discuss the payment of the wall. That'll be for a later date." He said he made it clear that Mexico will not pay for the wall. That's what President Nieto tweeted. He said at the start of the conversation, he said, "I don't want your wall. I'm not going to pay for it." So anyway, somebody's confused. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, joins us here right at the top. Bob, no surprise, huh, that the president of Mexico says he made it clear that they weren't paying for a wall, and he said that right to Donald Trump's face, and Trump said they didn't discuss it.
Well, right. Well, they mentioned the wall. They didn't discuss the Trump said he didn't raise the fact he'd pay it. But, you know, I saw an article, Kate, on this, and I was talking to Ellen today. Some of the media are twisting things to the point where it's not even becoming believable. They tried to take an article on AOL and say that the president of Mexico said that the wall topic never came up or called Donald Trump a liar. But then in the same article, it says the president of Mexico said he won't pay for the wall during the meeting. So the article honestly didn't even make sense. But what it boiled down to is Trump didn't bring up the payment, but the fact that the two talked about a wall, you know, obviously President Mexico is not going to pay for it, and he said that. But I thought the entire deal was amazing, actually, especially the things that have been said about Trump and then what Trump said about them, you know. And whether the President of Mexico, Kate, did it because his numbers are so bad, he did still get some heat for meeting, but I thought Hillary Clinton should not have declined, frankly, a meeting with the president of Mexico. They kind of said it was a publicity stunt on Trump's part, you know. But I think it was good he did it.
Yeah, I think it was good. I think it was good that he did it, too. I said that the other day. No matter what, he looks, how is he not going to get a bump from that? And how is that not going to look bad on her part, right?
Well, yes, and then he dovetailed this with coming back here and giving the speech tonight, which I watched. And he had the families up there of that had children or loved ones that were killed by illegal immigrants. One was shot in the face. They all told something about it, you know, briefly. He had them up there because he stressed the crime part of it, if you know you're committing crime. And, you know, the other points he made in it, he didn't back down off the wall, and that's the whole point of this thing. So he didn't lose the base tonight. I have to tell you, too, and I could be so far off base on this, Kate, but I've said this all day on radio across the U.S. I don't think Donald Trump has made this whole focus tonight on immigration, et cetera, and a little bit softer policy, and a more understanding policy, because he did. He didn't go down to Mexico and become ignorant, you know, with the president. I don't think he did it so much for Latino votes. I think he did it more for suburban female vote. The reason I say that, he lost so many of the female votes, and he's taking a softer position, maybe on an issue that doesn't affect them. It just gives a perception of a little softer Trump. You know what I'm saying about handling himself better?
Yes.
So I think that's part of it. But I must say, you can feel a change occurring because Hillary Clinton kind of went off, well, not kind of, she went off the grid doing fundraisers only. She obviously had a bad week with Uma and Anthony, Uma's husband. I don't care what anybody wants to say and downplay that. That is not a good thing.
No.
The campaign manager's husband, Children's Services, you know, is investigating them. It's just not a good thing. New emails today. And then Donald Trump went down to Louisiana, and I know they made fun of the Play-Doh that he gave to kids, but he went down to Louisiana. He went down to Mexico. I can just see where this is going to take a little bit of the chink out of her lead, a little bit of the chink out of the armor, you know?
Yeah, so to your point, we've said this all along, and you still believe this, right, that it's going to be really close this election.
You and I have, we've talked about, I probably mentioned
from the beginning.
It more on your show than any other show I do for the last 4 months, since Trump's officially been the nominee. It's going to be tight. I still, it's going to go up and down. It is going to be tight because you have two flawed candidates, and you have a situation here that if anybody else was running against Hillary Clinton, she would be in such severe trouble. And if anybody else was running against Donald Trump, he would be in severe trouble. You have two candidates that basically electroshock each other every week somehow to take numbers away from each other. You know, nothing really moves too much.
Yeah, it's so crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just... It's,
I think overall, I can't say that he had a bad day with the president of Mexico. I mean, he went down to a place where, you know, he's also been threatened to be, they threatened to kill him down there. They want, the drug cartels have threatened to kill him. So, and then the embassy, did you see that story? The embassy asked him not to, said it was too hastily put together, State Department?
Yeah.
As if he'd listen to them or Hillary were.
Exactly, as if. Yeah, as if. You're right. That's
oh
so crazy. So what do you think? You mentioned this. What, the Anthony Weiner thing, are you kidding? I get it. He's addiction, his addiction, all that stuff. But with your kid in the bed, I don't get that.
I served with Anthony. I actually talked to him every single morning because we went to walk down to the same place, down to the house gym. And I served with him. And I got along with Anthony, but I must say, and I'm not speaking out of school here, and people would tell you if you know them, he was the most sarcastic human being on the floor of the house. He was just sarcastic all the time.
And look what's happening
now. They better take his electronic devices away from
him. I agree. All right. Thank you so much, Bob Ney. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
A balanced meal for two. When I wake up at noon.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
America Tonight, talking about, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what's the latest? I'll give you some numbers. Clinton raised $143 million in August. Yeah, they say it's $1 billion to be president. Doubtful that Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton in the end would have trouble raising that. But it's interesting how it ekes out, because now especially is when it's incredibly important to have that television money, because we're getting closer to the election. We've got three presidential debates that are coming up, and that's what matters. It matters about the timing of eking out the ads and where you're targeting them, and the money has to be there. You got to have the money in the cookie jar, and it's a whole lot of money you got to have in the cookie jar. So how about that? So $143 million is what they were able to pace out in a big summer month. She did a lot of fundraisers. She did a lot of those dinners and conversations and, that you have. You meet Hillary and you pay XYZ. You meet Donald Trump, you pay XYZ. So 62 for her campaign last month, another 81
from the Democratic National Committee, because, of course, they have a stake in this, and the state parties as well. She begins September with $68 million more in the bank for her campaign than Donald Trump. For Trump, they didn't release his fundraising totals for the month, but the Republican nominee is coming off of a big fundraising boon where he pulled in $80 million in July in combining with what the Republican National Committee also threw in. So the spending and who spent what where is always a big deal, like I said, because when you need the bank is when you get closer to the election, and in those swing states, states you think will be too close to call, which frankly a lot of them may be in play the way it's looking. You know, again, you have one poll where she's ahead by 7. You have another poll where Trump has a 1-point lead over Clinton. As I mentioned, that's the Rasmussen poll. And that is significant because we're not talking about she's blowing out every single number. That's just, you know, not the case. In fact, pollster, famous pollster John Zogby said that Hillary's numbers are just, in his words, stuck in the mud. And this is what the campaign people do. They look at numbers all day long. What's being said? What's the buzz? What's buzzworthy? What are people talking about? What do you care about? What do I care about? That's what they want to know. They want to get their hands in the middle of that. So if Trump's numbers are actually moving up, and you look at hers being down and they're staying down, and she's polling at 41% to 42%, that does, as he says, John Zogby says, it's just a close race. It's a close race if they're starting to move. And that's why those debates, my friends, do become even that much bigger. That much bigger. Because so many people are going to be paying attention to that. They're going to be paying attention to what is being said or what's not being said. All right, by the way, Colin Kaepernick, who's having the heat turned up on him as though he were running for political office, it's what it feels like, I bet, actually kneeled during a performance of the national anthem, so he's continuing to protest. And this happened in San Diego on Thursday. He says he's protesting racial injustice and police brutality. He's pledged to keep doing that every single time the national anthem comes on and he's involved. So questions are becoming, will this affect whether he is the quarterback for the 49ers? Because he's actually in a battle between another quarterback and himself, Blaine Gabbert. And it's up to Chip Kelly and I guess San Francisco management as to who wins out that battle. And it could be Blaine Gabbert, and it wouldn't have necessarily anything to do with the anthem, although some people believe that kind of becomes such a hot-button issue that perhaps it is part of the reason why. I mean, here's the deal. What are the intentions for this whole thing? The fans are not happy about it. Generally, the public is not changing anything about how they feel about what's happening in the United States from his point of view. And some others are saying, you know, he's got this courage and convictions, but the problem is, you know, the problem is he's not, there's the hypocritical side, I think, to this whole thing. And it would have been better, I mean, for me, I'm saying it would have been better if he truly was bothered by what was happening, and I'm not saying that he's not, and looks at it from, hey, look, I'm seeing what's going on here. We have a problem, and no one's addressing it. Then put your money where your mouth is. Start something. Pump some money into something. Start community efforts. Be the leader on that, especially if you're an NFL quarterback and you have a big name. You know, there's that whole argument about who's a role model and who's not. And frankly, whether athletes like it or not, they do become role models. You know, and so you've got a quarterback who makes a gazillion dollars, lives in a ginormous estate, and it's hard for people to say, oh, gosh, yes, I'm totally with you, dude. I totally get it. I totally get it. Some people think that, you know, he's getting too much attention, too much coverage. And then there are those that say, listen, he is brave to do what he's doing. And I would say that it's just going to become ridiculous. And a distraction for the team. So no matter what the mindset is that, oh, no, it's all about the skills on the field, because of the distraction, I don't know that I would say that that doesn't weigh in with what the team decides to do, that he's not the starting quarterback. He's had arm issues, and he's not setting the world on fire. Of course, it's preseason when he came back last week. So I would say he would be on shaky turf, let's put it that way. It seems like it. Shaky, shaky turf. All right, speaking of being on shaky turf, Florida, they are, boy, raring to go with this hurricane. I know I've said this now for a couple of shows, but my family talked about flooding the other day and that they were told not to come to work. You've got Hurricane Hermione bearing down on Florida. I mean, you look at any satellite photo and it is just vicious. I mean, it is nearing land in the Florida panhandle. They're saying life-threatening. They're calling it life-threatening. I mean, it is extreme weather, without a doubt. So you know what that means? That means that people are boarding up, and in some cases, depending on where they live, they are leaving the area. Flash floods. They're talking about floods and heavy rain from Virginia to New Jersey starting on Saturday even. South Carolina on Friday night. North Carolina on Saturday. I mean, all in that same zone. But the center of Hermione, when is that going to make landfall? What's going to happen when it does? And where does it veer? Does it move across the eastern Florida panhandle into Georgia? It's the first hurricane since Wilma, 2005. To make landfall in Tallahassee. Think about that. Or, you know, right up there in that panhandle. Exactly. Ooh, 10 inches of additional rainfall, including Tallahassee. 15 maybe there. Crazy. Back in a flash.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Time to rock into some of those odds and ends as we jump off the campaign trail for a second, other than to say that Trump and Hillary are in full campaign mode. We know that. And it's tit for tat. We're less than a month away from, I mean, really, we're less than, we're just, well, over 3 weeks, actually, over 3 weeks before the first presidential debate on the 26th. And now you got Hillary allowing the press to fly with her and talking about, well, press conferences, because they weren't having those. And also you've got Donald Trump laying out some more immigration policies and some of what you could expect from Donald Trump. But the odds and ends and the conversation, and so many of our great affiliates, in fact, are in Florida, that so much of the buzz is over. The first time in 11 years, Florida is about to be smashed with a hurricane. And what does that mean when we say it's going to get smashed with a, hurricane. What's that going to look like? It's going to look like flooding. It's going to look like you think you're okay and you're in a low-lying area and, ooh, don't go there. I love that the governor is doing what he should do and warning, getting the National Guard ready, because they know and they've seen that happen there where it can be just disastrous, devastating. And, you know, Mother Nature's Mother Nature. And there's only so much you can do to shut her out before she rips you apart. But there, to be as prepared as possible, there is a much better chance of surviving it than taking the risk, thinking it's not a big deal, thinking you're just dealing with a little bit of water, thinking that, oh, that's not happening in my neighborhood, and then sure enough it is. When people in Florida in these various counties are talking about the fact that they're in their car and they see things jumping out of the water, oh, it's catfish jumping. It reminded me of that song, you know that line in that song? Catfish are jumping. I can't think of the song now, but I want to say it's like the Doobie Brothers, a Doobie Brothers song. So I heard it the other day when I was just flipping around. So, but anyway, this is what they're seeing. So if you're seeing catfish jump over the roof of your car, you need to get off the road. You need to not be in your vehicle in an area like that, because you're just asking for bad times. That is pretty scary. And I know, I've done it myself. I've been in, there's an area in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I'll just give you an example, where it's called Irving, Texas. It's where the Cowboys' old practice facility was. And there are a lot of those areas that overflow that you don't realize. And all of a sudden you're driving down the road and you're practically hydroplaning. You might as well be in a boat. And I've gotten caught there a few times. And I avoid it like the plague if there's any kind of serious rain, because I know, oh, this isn't good. This is not the place to be. Right? Uh-uh. For sure. So in the meantime, if it's not about the situation in Florida, which, by the way, will affect, and you heard me mention this, not just Florida, but other states connected, you know, in the path, like Charleston. I have friends that live in Charleston. And in looking at the path of Hermione, it looks to be like it's going straight for it, unless it bounces in a different direction, which, of course, it could do that. It could do that. This is an interesting, buzzworthy mention. Raise your hand if you have an allergy. Do you know anybody who's allergic? I have a friend that's allergic to strawberries. I have a cousin who is allergic to peanuts. And both of them carry EpiPens. So they've had plenty to say about the profit margins of EpiPens. And it's, of course, Mylan is under massive criticism and fire for raising the prices of this life-saving treatment 2 years ago. They pushed to hit 5-year sales and profit targets with an incentive plan. So here's how it went, and this is all being released now. If achieved, the special one-time award offered to more than 100 key employees would mean tens of millions of dollars in bonuses for the executives of the company. So the plan's goal was to double Mylan's 2013 adjusted earnings per share of $2.89 to $6 by the end of 2018, an ambitious 16% annual growth rate. Since the incentive plan was enacted, the cost of the EpiPen two-packs negotiated by the insurers and employers had risen from less than $400 to more than $600. And, of course, again, this is what's used to treat severe allergic reactions, which can include throat, tongue swelling, shortness of breath, rashes, all, it's not good. The incentive plan, which was detailed by a Business Insider, showed that with a potential increase of $82 million to the top five executives, Mylan management could see the EpiPen price hikes as a way to make the aggressive target. Isn't it always that way? So what the company is fighting back with is to say, oh, EpiPen sales represent less than 10% of the revenue of Mylan's acquisition earlier this year of this Swedish drug makers deal. And Mylan had a large and diverse business with more than 2,700 products sold in 165 countries and 600 products sold in the United States alone and blah, 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 blah. So now check this out. Because of the blowback, they were hoping to rise the stock price, but they're tanking it because people are so outraged. Mylan is now going to offer a generic version of the EpiPen for half the price of the brand name drug, because all this controversy and the skyrocketing price has infuriated people. Yeah. So the stock has fallen 9% over the last month. Heather Bresch, the CEO of the company, would get 28 if the drug hit its stock and earnings targets. You ready for this? If it hit those targets, Heather Bresch would get $28 million. The company president, $24 million. Isn't this crazy? The executive chairman, $20 million. And listen, I'm a capitalist. I don't have problems with people earning the money they should earn. But it's dirty pool when you are, of course, jacking with the poor little guy who needs the EpiPen if they have any kind of allergic reaction, which in today's world is so easy with ingredients and not knowing even if you ask. And especially, I mean, adults too, but you see kids. And if they've got those EpiPens, because if something happens, they need it. I mean, it's like manna from heaven. They got to have it. And how do those parents afford that? Think of it. Terrible insurance or little to no insurance. It's not so fabulous, but it's so vital. I mean, incredibly vital. I just had a nephew, gosh, about a month ago. I guess it's been about a month, who came to visit me and flew on Southwest for his very first plane ride. And I was thinking, ooh, this would not have been good if this had happened. He flew from Tampa to Dallas, where our satellite facility is. And I was just reading a story about JetBlue sending 5-year-old boys to the wrong cities. Yeah. What happened was this woman in New York just could not stop crying when she heard this, but an airline mistook her 5-year-old son for another and flew him to the wrong city. Oh, that is bad. Oh my gosh, that is brutal. And you know, what do you say? What do you say to that? You say, you better get this kid back here. And imagine that phone call. Imagine the panic. I would have been panicked. I found something really cool out that my brother could take my nephew all the way to the gate and watch him get on the plane because they gave him a special card. They told me about it. I got a special card so I could take him to the gate too. And I could pick him up at the gate. So there's no, you know, he's 14, but there's no walking down the terminal trying to find me. No, I was there. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I didn't realize that. But can you imagine confusion on the wrong plane? That would put your blood pressure right through the top of your head. I mean, that would set anyone off, I would assume. I don't blame that mother. Hey, has anyone seen my son? Oh, no. We sent him to a different city, ma'am, by accident. Do you think they get free flights on JetBlue after this? I'm just saying. Hang with us.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No attorneys to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I just turned my head down. I'm in trouble.
We're from the Duke who says, Kate, did you know this, that the Florida governor you mentioned, he's smart. He ordered state offices in 51 counties closed at noon on Thursday, declared an emergency on Wednesday, and check this out, Katie Kate, he has really been on top of the whole emergency crew thing because they're worried about power outages, and the energy company, one of them anyway, has about 1,200 repair staff in North Florida because they think all those power lines are going to go down. And I think that's a terrific thing that's being prepared for the impact of what they could see. Yeah, about 5,000 customers in Tampa Bay of the power company there were blacked out on Thursday afternoon. They had a lot of rain. It rained all day long, and that's all you saw. So they're trying to manage this. By the way, Hermione is the Atlantic's eighth named storm and fourth hurricane of 2016. Of course, we know the season runs from June 1st to November 30th. A lot of times, I mean, really, it could happen anytime, but a lot of times you'll get the right system that will kick in, depending on where we're talking about, at the tail end of hurricane season. Oh, the worst. The worst is, the best is having some inkling that it could happen and being prepared for it. The worst is it living up to your expectations or worse than your expectations. And we've seen the damage that has been done. Depends on the wind, depends on the area we're talking about, depends on the amount of rainfall. All right, one thing I haven't done very much of lately, and some of you have said, oh, please, please do it. Please mention some sports once in a while. So I am going to do that. I will mention some sports. College football season kind of officially kicked off on Thursday. I say a kind of because there was a full slate of action, a lot of teams playing. Tennessee beat Appalachian State final in overtime 2013. I know there's a lot of college football fans out there that are just rabid, right? Rabid football fans. And I was looking through, and there's some huge games over the weekend, of course, but I was looking through the scoreboard and realizing, I mean, how interesting is it? On Friday, you've got Michigan State hosting Furman. So that's, of course, in East Lansing, Michigan. You have on Saturday, Michigan. Some people think Michigan, the Wolverines, have been overhyped because of Jim Harbaugh, the coach, in his second year at Michigan, taking on Hawaii in Michigan in Ann Arbor. Ohio State projected to be in the top four in the nation, but ranked at six right now. Ohio State taking on Bowling Green in Columbus. Ohio State is a 28-point favorite, to give you an idea. 28-point favorite. Yeah, that's not looking to be that close, according to the odds makers. And, of course, there are other close games, or what could be close games, because how do you know until they're played? Clemson, a top team, of course, taking on Auburn. That's a fantastic way to start off in Alabama. And Clemson is favored by 7.5. Number one-ranked Alabama takes on the Trojans in Alabama. Alabama is favored by 11.5 points. I actually think that game could be a little bit closer than what they're predicting. I think that has the potential written all over it to be a much, much tighter game. And then with the NFL, and I bring this up because we have nailed the score that will come up on the show, and it'll happen on our Tuesday and Wednesday America Tonight. Final segment of the second hour. I picked the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just make a numerical guess. I think X team will win, and here's the final score. You don't have to go any deeper than that. Someone said that to me. I don't think I can do it. Sure, you can do it. You're guessing numbers. That's what you do. You're guessing. Right? Yeah. So just own it. Come up with a guess. And pick a team. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give us explanations. You don't have to analyze it. Isn't that the best part? You're not analyzing anything at all. Not at all. All right, so Tom Brady, as the season gets ready in the NFL, is not going to be there for the first four games because he didn't want to appeal his suspension. It would have been ridiculous. It was probably smart on his part to do that. It makes sense to me. And I was just reading the amount of snaps that he took in the last action he's going to see before the ban, because he can't even be in the stadium. And he is took the, I think they said, okay, let's give him as many snaps as we can. Even though Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the guy against Arizona, and he had 39 snaps. So he was there for two quarters and then will not be back for four whole games. Wow. A lot for a star quarterback who's won a fistful of Super Bowls for those Patriots. That's when you're the understudy and you get the chance. It's like being in a Broadway play, but you're backing up the most famous or one of the top five Broadway actors. But suddenly you're called into action and you get your moment in the sun. That's how I look at Jimmy Garoppolo's quest. If I'm him, baby, you are just doing what you can. You are just doing what you can to keep that team in there to look super, super sharp, because either you're the future signal caller for the Patriots or you end up with some other team, but they liked what they saw. So his suspension begins on Saturday at 4 o'clock Eastern. 4 o'clock Eastern, the beginning of the Tom Brady suspension. Wow. Isn't that crazy to think about that? The whole Deflategate thing that went on and on and on and on. So their regular season starts, their opener, September 11th at the Arizona Cardinals. So again, this was like a piece to tell you, don't forget about our Nail the Score fun little giveaway thing that we do. If you correctly nail the score, the team and the score, you win fabulous prizes from America Tonight. And you can't beat that. Who doesn't want free? Who doesn't want free swag? Free gifts? The answer is everybody does. Everybody wants something free. Of course. Yes. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And then finally, I'm going to end with this. As we talk about Labor Day and the weather and what's happening in Florida and the return of college football, mixing it all up, and the campaign trail continues to just move along. Nothing new, nothing different, but there will be in a couple of weeks. Oh, the conversation, my friends, will be amazing, I'm sure, after this first debate. While all that's going on and dealing with all of that, including Colin Kaepernick, we mentioned him kneeling during the national anthem, and the EpiPen and the problems they're facing, there was a poll that was just released about America's fattest cities. Who are the fattest cities? Now, why do they do that to everybody? Why do they rate? And how do you rate that? Colorado had the lowest obesity rates. Want to know the highest? Louisiana. Louisiana. Oh, my. I love Louisiana. The food is so good. Oh, beignets. I can taste them now. Thanks for listening.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.